Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt. We are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Now, according to Punxsutawney Phil, we're going to see another 6 weeks of winter. And this afternoon, I received a warning on my phone that a winter weather warning is in effect from this afternoon until 7 p.m. tomorrow night. I'm talking about freezing temperatures, 6 to 8 inches of blowing snow, and recommendations to stay off the road unless absolutely necessary. Now, with this warning of freezing temperatures, I can't help to think about frozen pipes. Now, I found this article from the Red Cross that offers tips on how to prevent frozen pipes and also how to properly thaw them to avoid broken pipes and water damage. And I want you to go to our website again. That's mvpinsure.us. Lower middle of the landing page, you'll see a link to Let's Talk Insurance. Go ahead and click on through. It'll bring you to the blog post for this podcast. If you happen to be listening to this podcast later on, easy enough. Just do the same thing. Lower middle of the landing page at mvpinsure.us. Click on through to Let's Talk Insurance. In the upper right of our blog, you'll see Search Archive. And just go ahead and type in Frozen Pipes Tips. And it will bring you to the notes for today, along with a link to the full article from the Red Cross. Now, I do want you to read the full article from the Red Cross. I'm only going to share a few of the tips that they have available. Now, the first thing you want to do is, you probably should have done this last fall, drain water from swimming pool and water sprinkler supply lines by following the manufacturer's or installer's directions. It says here, do not use antifreeze unless directed to do so, because antifreeze is a poison, can do damage to the environment, do damage to people, do damage to animals. And it could also do damage to the supply lines if you're using antifreeze and you're not supposed to be using it. We have our sprinklers blown out every year at the end of the season. I think it costs us like $45. To have somebody come in, and basically that's what they do, is they go through and shut off the supply line for the sprinklers and then attach a compressor hose and go through and spray out the remaining water from the lines to make sure that all the lines are empty. We drained our pool the way we're supposed to. If you're looking for pool closing tips, you can go to our blog. I did do a podcast on pool closing tips, and since we do have an above ground pool, we did drain the water to below the supply line openings and made sure that we drained out the filter, drained out all the hoses, and took care of everything. So that's one thing that if you haven't done it by now, then I kind of think it's too late. But that's something to keep in mind for next fall when you go to take care of your swimming pool and your lawn sprinklers. Second tip they have for you is remove and drain all outdoor hoses and store them indoors. So your garden hoses and whatnot, make sure that they're empty of water, coil them up. Stick them in your garden shed or in your garage, wherever you store your garden supplies for the year. It says here, shut off the valves to outside faucets. And then also leave those faucets open to allow for remaining water that may be still in the pipe between the valve and the outside spigot to expand and avoid the possibility of the pipes to burst. So again, something that you probably should have taken care of last fall. But this is just another tip to think of for the future. Make sure that you turn off the valves to all your outside faucets and then leave those faucets open to allow the excess water to either drain out or allow it to expand to prevent the pipes from bursting. It says here, the next tip is to add insulation to attics, basements, crawl spaces to maintain temperatures in those areas. Attics and basements and crawl spaces are all areas where pipes tend to habitate within a home. So if you're able to insulate those areas to make them a little bit warmer than the outside temperature, that's going to help you in the long run to make sure that your pipes don't freeze during the winter months. Now, this one is something that you could do, and we're going to definitely do that tonight and over the weekend. It says here, open cabinet doors under sinks to allow warm air to circulate around the pipes to help prevent freezing. They also recommend leaving your faucets to drip overnight to help keep the water flowing through the pipes. And those are two things that we are going to be doing tonight, making sure that our kitchen cabinet doors underneath the sink are open, and then also in the bathrooms. And then also we're going to let the water faucet in the kitchen and in the bathrooms just drip to just allow the water to continue to flow and hopefully keep it from freezing. Now, this is one that it may be contrary to what you've been told or what I have suggested in the spring and summer months. Keep your thermostat at a constant temperature during the day and night. Now, in the spring and summer, I believe that I had a blog post talking about how you should, in the heat of the day, you should have a temperature set for one temperature, and then at night have it set for a different temperature to kind of save on your air conditioning. But here in the winter months, when we're talking about freezing cold weather, it's best to keep your thermostat on at a constant temperature. I believe we've got ours set at home to like 70 or 71 degrees, somewhere around there, day and night. We do have schedules for spring, summer, and fall, but when it comes to the winter, we have a constant temperature of about 70 degrees in our home to help prevent freezing within the home, obviously. Now, you may end up with a higher heating bill because of that, okay? But if you think about it, it's going to be a lot cheaper to pay that heating bill, that increased heating bill, than it would be to call a plumber out and have your burst and split pipes fixed and have a water restoration company come in and remediate all the water that ended up in your basement or in your home because of those burst pipes. So my take is hey, you know, I'm willing to eat a little bit more during the winter as far as the heating bill to prevent any major damage from happening to my home rather than to save a few pennies, save a few dollars, and take the risk of having the pipes burst on you. So, again, you need to go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. I'll bring you to the blog post for today. I want you to go and read the full article. I didn't share anything about how to properly thaw your pipes because I want you to read the full article. So if you go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, Let's Talk Insurance, it'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you're listening later on, just go up to the search bar, type in frozen pipe tips, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today with the article from the Red Cross. And again, they've got tips on how to properly thaw your pipes if you're in a situation where your pipes are frozen. So Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast. We share with you all things insurance, and I hope you have a very safe and a very warm week coming up. I'm going to do my best with the freezing temperatures that are coming, so take care.